Bloomington is adding smart technology to its garbage trucks. It's part of the city's overhaul of solid waste operations, which have been bleeding red ink for years. Public Works Director Jim Karch tells GLT's Eric Stock the technology will save the city time and money in the long run.
Right now, our trucks have been retrofitted with some equipment that includes tablets, that include more photography on the equipment that allows us to identify location of the trucks, and even utilize geolocate where they're at and take photos that are geolocated of spots of interest or comments, or let's say stops had to be skipped for whatever reason. It really allows us to provide, one, better efficiency, two, better customer service, and it ties in with the actions taken by council last May to make the enterprise fund, the solid waste enterprise fund, self-sufficient. The excellent thing for our drivers, so it helps our drivers as well, because they do a great job, they work really hard, but sometimes you'll have a driver that's sick on vacation and we have a substitute driver. Well, a lot of times the routes can be challenging, they can be different. Each driver might run the route a little differently, and so that can cause problems for our customers. They might expect a truck to be there at 7:45 every Monday, and by golly, they're not there, and by 8:15 the resident might need to feel like they've got to go to work and they want to pull their card in. So the ability to run the route the same way as well, even for our substitute drivers, helps them. So these are turn-by-turn instructions that allow our drivers to also anticipate where they're going to next and allows the city to be able to really do better scheduling on our part.
So if you would explain how that would make it more efficient, these are routes that they run every week, not that much changes from one week to the next. How does this make it more efficient in that sense? And is there someone back here sort of at master control that's pulling all the strings and directing them from one route to the next?
Well, what's really helped is it does allow us to relook at our routes. Already we're finding this rerouting and kind of making the tweaks in the route to be more efficient. It's already been helping us even to drop a truck. That's allowed us to be able to reduce some of the time. That helps our drivers. It frees up more labor. Those are the kind of things that really help the city to, and this was anticipated last May when we tried to move into this type of technology. So again, that next level of smart truck technology will really help the community from customer service and our ability to kind of allow the routes to be as efficient as possible.
So how far along are you in this program? Are all the trucks equipped with this?
So they are equipped. Now the next thing that can take 2 weeks to a month, depending on recycle or garbage, are the trucks have to go out and geolocate every stop. Now that takes a lot more time. And so these last couple weeks into the next couple weeks, there will be disturbances in the way the collection is done because people are used to certain times. We're running very significantly later than we have in the past because right now, even throughout the day, we're running later because we're trying to, on every stop, it takes additional time for that driver to ping to make sure he selects the button that the pickup was done, for the GPS to locate that house, where that cart is at, so that in the future we have that general location to be able to really track what's complete and what's not.
So the next time they come back, they won't have to do all that.
Exactly.
How does this create billing efficiency for the department?
Well, the other thing that it's really allowing us to do is to find those areas that we need to go back and check. It's helping us to do that gut check on our records. And so it's doing a lot of good QAQC. We're going back then and finding those places that are the cart sizes are incorrect. It's allowing us to do better tracking on our carts. It's allowing us to do better billing to do that cross-reference on our own billing software with what's out in the field. So it's really a good balance for that as well.
So what is the cost benefit to this? You're putting money into this. How do you recoup that money over the long term?
Well, the long-term recouping comes from, again, whenever you have better efficiency, and if you can cut one truck, for example, if we can even save one truck, those trucks can be $350,000. That allows us a lot of savings from that facet. And it also then frees up the labor standpoint for us that helps us. Our employees, once again, do a great job of helping. There are times we have with streets and sewers and solid waste, most folks don't realize how much labor sharing there is between those two divisions. During leaf collection, for example, when it's a big push in our community, we have a lot of our streets and sewers employees come over and help really try to do the biggest effort they can. Well, in the same way, for solid waste, if we have employees that are able to go over during the summer when there might be less brush out and there's not the spring or fall bulk collection, we have a lot of need in our streets and sewers area for additional labor. So our employees work together to try to get the most we can get done. And so this gives us that increased efficiency and also saves money.
So ultimately, they'll be able to do other work. They'll be able to handle other tasks.
Correct. There's a lot of different work out there that everybody knows. And whenever you have a community of our age, there's so much from an infrastructure standpoint that's of need. And so between streets, sewers, all of the like, we have more work than we could possibly keep up with. So we'll take every piece of labor we can get.
So there's no concern about job cuts that some might see when automation comes about?
No. The benefit with this is the amount of work that we have. This allows for our employees to just be utilized as best we can. The other facet, though, is that with the type of work that Public Works does, it is very seasonal. You know, there's a lot of different things that spike in the amount of effort that's needed. And so the different times of the year with spring or fall bulk collection, leaf collection, snow removal, there's so many things that we do that it really allows us to most effectively use the labor where the work is needed.
How many other cities or possibly private companies are using this smart technology? Do you have others to sort of borrow ideas from on how to implement it?
This actually was something that we did whenever we looked at other references. There were a lot of other communities we checked with, and also in the private industry. From an industry standpoint, from the Waste Management and Republic, those type of companies utilize this software very frequently. So, again, this is the public sector, not just moving into the private sector, but other best management practices for other large communities. They use this type of software.
And this is Hound Ideas. I'm Eric Stock with Jim Karch, Director of the Bloomington Public Works Department, as the department is unveiling new smart truck technology for its solid waste collection. It's been about a year since the city made significant changes to the solid waste program, cutting back on bulk waste pickup, trash rates going up to plug a multi-million-dollar gap in the city's solid waste fund. The city had been using fund reserves to fill gaps in what's supposed to be a self-sustaining fund. So what have you seen in the first year since those changes were implemented?
Well, we've had some really positive changes, both in customer behavior and then also in the revenue and expenditure. So I'll start with customer behavior. With the Citizen Convenience Center, our staff put a large emphasis on trying to really upgrade and make more customer service friendly our dump. People would call it our drop-off facility over on Jackson and East Street, just over by just south of the Bloomington Public Library, for those who don't know where it's at. We made a lot of improvements to try to make that more attractive, make it more welcoming, make it easier to use. We did that in conjunction with a reduction of service at the curb for bulk collection so that it's easier for people to take their bulk material over to that facility as opposed to leaving it at the curb where there now is a cost, except for the spring and fall bulk collection. But the other thing we're still trying to have partnerships where we can. We've been stressing this, and it's going to be a multi-year effort to get to work and partner with nonprofits. So with the EPA, the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency, we did have some modifications in our permit that allow us to now have some nonprofit partnerships at the Citizen Convenience Center. So what that looks like, the long-term goal is to have that be a one-stop shop. We really want to change people's perspective of how they see trash, really bulk. You know, you might say, I don't need this couch anymore, for example. You're a resident, you say, I've got this dresser drawers or couch, and I just want to get rid of it. What's unfortunate is many people then see it as trash, as opposed to saying, are there other people in this community that can use that? Is it still in a condition that it is usable? We want to try to make it as convenient for citizens as possible to not just throw it out, but to reuse it.
How far are you away from that happening, and is there enough space for all of that if people start bringing out all of those things that can be not only recycled, but recycled as is?
So there is space down in that area. So thankfully, again, through this EPA permit, there is one section on the north side of the Citizen Convenience Center which has the space allotted currently for it. We also made some transition in how our bulk is collected over there. So now at the Citizen Convenience Center, we have roll-off containers. And so that's easier for the different equipment. It's cleaner. It's better from a visual but also a collection standpoint, and it frees up some space for us to be able to have other areas for nonprofits to be able to go.
Do you anticipate the need for more service cuts or rate increases in the future, or has this one-year transition been enough to get you on that path?
Well, so far, when we make let's talk about revenues and expenditures. Thankfully, the changes that we did in the service level and the fees have allowed us to start not just we're not taking any money now from the general fund. It is a self-sustaining fund, which actually has been on the plus side and has allowed us to start making transitions from leasing equipment to start paying more, you know, cash for capital, which is really a much better practice. So we are not yet the where you have the proper reserve you'd like for an enterprise fund, but we're on the path to getting there. So it is really going in the right direction.
So what vehicles do you lease currently that you would no longer need to lease?
Well, the goal that you have is for any of that automated equipment, for example, whenever you have, you know, $325,000 to $350,000 pieces of equipment, instead of five-year leases, it's much better than to pay those rates over the 5 years to pay cash for that equipment. And so the city, it's really a best practice, financial practice, to pay for that equipment outright. So as we have additional funds and surpluses, that gets poured into the infrastructure of the equipment. And so that allows us to be in a better position.
So to go back to the smart truck technology, some residents might say if this enables for more efficient routes, possibly more routes, then is there a possibility of bringing back bulk waste pickup and not just twice a year in the residential areas?
From an overall service perspective, right now the council feels like I think the way that the current level is right about where it needs to be, really from a level where you can provide for bulk waste, but it's not so costly that it's prohibitive for us to be able to provide all the different services. We really, as a community, we're trying to come from the standpoint of pay for the service that's provided. And where we're at right now, unless significant fee increases were to happen, we couldn't maintain that past service level.
Do you feel the public is at a satisfaction level with that, with only having that twice a year and paying for additional pickup?
Well, of course, anytime you have any service level, some folks, actually a lot of people have been really pleased with it. They understand that. A lot of people that come from other communities, wow, that is quite a high service level, a lot of people would say. But of course, others that have been in this community for a long time, there were times in this community when we used to joke that you could tear down your own garage and put it at the curb and the city would collect it. There were times that when in our history that was the case, and so it has been a change, and change can be hard, but I think overall the movement has been in the right direction so that we just don't have a huge drain upon our general fund that we're trying to take funds from other places to pay for this service.
That's Bloomington Public Works Director Jim Karch with GLT's Eric Stock.